Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2009 Do It With Drupal Seminar. This year's event takes place December 9th, 10th, and 11th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers, and hear from experts in emerging technologies and the social web. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
I'm Jeff from Development Seed, and a lot of stuff has happened since DrupalCon DC. The big thing for me lately has been working on Open Atrium. We just did our second release last week. It's an intranet system for letting teams communicate and collaborate based on Drupal. And it's the, for me, for the past 6 months, it really is the big thing that I've been working on.
Why don't you talk a bit about how you see the features sort of evolving at this point? I know Eric Gunderson had mentioned a bit about the feature server, so maybe you could talk a bit about like what do you see is like coming next.
Okay, I'm Alex from Development Seed. I have been working on a lot of client projects lately, and I have been using technology that we have developed for Open Atrium on everyday site builds. So when we're talking about features right now, I have been using the technology that we built for handling products like Open Atrium in those site builds by leveraging features for keeping configuration in code. The way how this works is that you can, as soon as you can, like export your configuration in code, and as soon as you have like some sort of notion which bits of configuration go together, like, you know, for example, this one blog view with this block content type and this block in the sidebar that tells me about like my archives. So as soon as I have like this notion that these things belong together, and in addition to that, I can put that into code, and this is what features essentially does. It pulls these things out of the database, puts them into code. And once I'm there, I have a situation where I can, where I've solved like the deployment problem, right? So the way how things work is I built like this cool block feature. I export this into a module, into a feature module. I commit this to SVN. This is the conversion control system that we're using mostly. I commit this to SVN, and then I check it out on the staging server. Done, right? So no, like, before we used to work with these kind of checklists, you know, like what kind of content types to create where and which kind of flips to switch, and we would run through them once we push things into staging or then later into production. It's basically gone, or it's like limited to items like turn on block feature. Versus like turn on views, make sure that the published filter is on, create block content type, create block, configure block configuration page. So all these things that are so error prone are now projected into code and probably being taken care of in version control.
And so maybe you could talk a bit about like what's happened in terms of the last 6 months of what type of other contributed modules have been giving support for features. I know that there was a lot of discussion in DC in terms of like making things exportable, and it seems like a lot of progress has been made in towards the features direction.
Sure. So with the features module, we are leveraging the built-in support that's in, say, the node module and views module. But with a lot of the work that's going into things like C-tools, we're seeing other people making their own stuff exportable on its own, and then features can just leverage that. So the way this is working right now is that I would say a good half of what features support sort of does things right. So these are guys like views and people that use C tools. And some of the other stuff is things that could be improved, things like permissions, things like roles in Drupal core, and CCK fields. These are guys that are, they work right now, they could be improved. But all in all, we're doing a pretty good job, and we're starting to get buy-in from other developers independently. So I've been talking to the maintainer of the rules module, and so probably in the next couple of weeks, we'll have exportable rules support as well. We've also submitted patches to things like faceted search, a few other modules, I believe, as well. So hopefully we'll start seeing people sort of pick up on the idea of what we're getting at and start implementing it a little bit more on their own. But it has started.
And so when you download Open Atrium, what kind of features do you have out of the box at this point? I know it's going to be expanded and have more features, you know, as it goes on. But what do you get when you download and have it, and what do you sort of see happening in the future?
So right now when you download Open Atrium, you get six features. They include a blog, a calendar, a case tracker, a sort of Twitter clone that we're calling a shoutbox and a dashboard. What these features allow you to do, I mean, they work like you would pretty much expect. The blog does what you would expect the blog to do. It lets your team post updates to each other about what people are working on and have discussions around ideas and, you know, try and come to consensus about new ideas and discuss things that are happening, you know, in your company or in the news. The book is a place to author sort of collaborative documentation. The case tracker allows you to post issues around projects that can be assigned to people and get done. You know, your business should do work. And the Shoutbox allows you to post, you know, little tiny updates. Sorry, I slept in. I'll be in a little bit. And what's been really, really cool about the features thing in OpenHRM is people are already starting to add to this. So the guys at PingVision have started using features with their clients, and they've been sending us a few screenshots of things, and they're building these this highly specialized feature around how they work inside of their company. So it's got things for adding requests for additional hours. It's got things for adding scrum notes. It's got things for adding hour approvals. So it's a very specialized feature for what they do. And it's really cool to see other organizations start to take what we've started and what we've put out there in public and start to manipulate it and make it into something that's highly customized and useful for them. So we're expecting this to continue. We're expecting other people to start making features for OpenHRM that fit their needs. One of the ones I've been bugged a little bit about by a few people here is a forum one. People seem to want forums in OpenHRM, and I sort of have no desire to do that, but it doesn't matter whether I have a desire to do it or not. One of these guys here is going to make a forum feature for OpenHRM, and they're going to be able to start like distributing it. People can download it and plug it into OpenHRM. We've got sort of this concept for how this could be done, how you could trade features around. And what it is the idea of feature servers. And our thought here is that the features you're going to make with OpenHRM, for OpenHRM rather, are not really like other modules in the sense that they're all exported definitions of views and content types. And they're not really the sort of thing that would necessarily be like appropriate for Drupal.org. They're not modules in the sense that a lot of other things are modules, like different fields for CCK. They're very much like I've saved the configuration on my website. So we've been thinking about how people could share those, this sort of new kind of thing. So we have this concept of a feature server that an organization could set up. They could upload this feature module, this exported definition of a set of configurations, and it would use the same sort of technology that we use with the update module and Drupal.org so that you could download a module from someone else's feature server. It would tell you when it's been updated. And it would provide a way for people to trade configurations back and forth. And so that if someone writes the forum feature for OpenHRM, they can prop up a feature server, which is just a Drupal install that is a feature actually for a Drupal install, and start sort of publishing the work that they're done, let people come and subscribe to it and use it on their own sites. So we see that as a really, really exciting possibility to do something new and trade a new kind of data that basically people haven't been able to exchange before. Like, it's been really hard except to sit there and write out a list of, you know, to configure a forum for this site, take this step, then this step, then this step. This provides a way to trade that kind of information at a much more rapid pace.
Okay. And in your Birds of the Feather today, what do you plan on sort of talking about, discussing, or you know, what do you kind of expect to hear back or feedback in terms of what people are doing with the OpenHRM and features?
It's going to focus really on features and how to use features for your site build or the product that you built with Drupal. It's going to be very hands-on. I'm going to walk through how to build a feature, and the goal is actually to get people started on it, but also to poke them and get like the questions back. What's very interesting is that there's a bunch of expectations out there, what features is or what it not is. And there's a couple of common misconceptions. For example, it has been perceived sometimes as an alternative to install profiles. It's not. It's actually complementary to install profiles. An install profile will get your site up and running. It would basically turn on a couple of features for you. Features are something like, you know, the install profile would be your site and the feature would be the calendar on it. You could at any later point add another feature to your site, or you could update an existing feature on the site. What it is also not, it is not a packaged set of modules. It's really just like a thing that describes which modules go together and what's the configuration of these modules. It is technically just a module, which is very, very simple. We really leverage like the info file there that we use for describing dependencies, and that we use for describing like which elements are available in this feature. So when you look into an info file of a feature, you would see there which views are in there, which menu items are in there, which content types are defined in there, which image fields are defined in there. Another thing that I'm going to run through is like what those features currently support. I mean, you know, you can export currently configuration for block module, content module, context module, filter module, image cache, menu, node, user, and views. Also are able to export anything that uses the ctools export API into code. So if you do anything with these kinds of things in Drupal, you can use features just like that to export this into code. And what I really want to get people to think about is that they can use this in their everyday deployment process. So if you're building a small site for a client that pretty much is only an about section and a blog and the press room, and maybe just one cool thing that you're building for them, I mean, you can use it tomorrow, and the time to get up and running is like an hour for figuring out how it works. And it's going to help you a lot because you're going to be in a situation where your site is all like neatly managed in version control and not, you know, flying around in this one database dump that you're handing around. And maybe you're working with your buddy and you're sending these SQL dumps or these links to SQL dumps or these tarballs of SQL dumps around. And you know you shouldn't be doing that, but you haven't figured out yet what's the way around there. So I think it's an interesting piece in many ways, and I'm very glad that we get started on that. And I'm crediting a lot like the starting point where we're coming from. I think the buff that we had in DrupalCon DC last time was really, really constructive, where people who are thinking very hard about deployment processes and exportables came together and kind of put their solutions on the table, and we were very quickly came to a point like, well, like there is a missing piece very clearly. And we whipped up something, and this is what we're pimping right now, right? We want people to use that, and that's where we're at.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.